It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. I first knew something was different when a student rushed in from recess last May and told me of all the butterflies she had seen on the playground. Later, a teacher friend reported hundreds of butterflies all flying north past her home in the Bitterroot Valley. When I got home from work, I grabbed my insect net and raced to a pasture covered with dandelions. The field was dancing with medium-sized butterflies, all orange with black wingtips. I estimated 500 individuals pausing to drink nectar, while hundreds more darted past in a northerly direction. This was the painted lady butterfly just arriving from the Mexico-California border to feast on the newly emerging flowers. This preceding scene was recorded for Field Notes in 1993 by Byron Weber. He went on to write that the painted lady is the most common butterfly throughout the world. It is found on every continent except Australia. Elsewhere, it migrates as far north and south as it can until it reaches the polar regions. And periodically, a one-way migration of painted ladies involves countless individuals, as we experienced in 1993. Similar large migration numbers were recorded in 1973, 1979, and 1983. In 1973, for example, the butterflies left Mexico in March, and by mid-April they were so thick in Montana that they posed a traffic hazard. They reached Churchill, Manitoba in July, and that makes sense since they fly at about 10 miles per hour but need to rest and fill up on available nectar for renewed energy. Why is there such a change in painted lady populations from year to year? Perhaps parasites attack the larva. The host plant may be in short supply. Or by contrast, there may be a superabundance of nectar following heavy winter rains. And why is the painted lady so abundant worldwide? Could it be that the butterfly's favorite flower, the thistle, also is abundant throughout the world? Recently, I was pulling some thistles from my garden and noticed a silk tent within a folded leaf. The black spiny caterpillar inside was the larva of the painted lady. I left these plants standing in order to observe the caterpillar as it formed its light brown chrysalis, which will hang from the leaf. In about 10 days, the chrysalis will open, and an adult painted lady butterfly will emerge and fly south to Mexico. There, the female will mate and lay her eggs on a Mexican thistle before she dies, thus completing one of the most interesting cycles in butterfly migrations. Her children will fly north next spring, where they will once again delight school children from Arizona to Alaska. This week's Field Note was written by Byron Weber. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. For more information, you can contact the Nature Center in Missoula at 327-0405 or visit us on the web at www.montananaturalist.org.